A lifetime limit is placed on the total value of the pension fund that can benefit from tax relief. This limit is called a lifetime allowance.
The lifetime allowance is £1.8 million for 2010-11.
Where pension funds have been built up and the capital value on retirement exceeds the lifetime allowance, a tax charge will be levied on the excess. This is called a lifetime allowance charge. The charge is triggered by a benefit crystallization event. This will be where payments are made from the retirement fund, such as the payment of a pension or a lump sum. The lifetime allowance charge will be at a rate of 25%, but will be 55% where benefits are drawn as a lump sum. The liability for the lifetime allowance charge is jointly and severally on the individual member and the scheme administrator. In practice, the scheme administrator will deduct the relevant tax from the fund and pay it to the revenue. There are a couple of practice questions for you to attempt to finish this module. We start with the usual income tax computation. We gross up the bank interest and deduct the personal allowance from the non-savings income to give taxable income as per your screen. The basic rate band is usually £37,400. However, Hubert pays £500 a month, i.e. £6,000 per year, into his pension. As he is self-employed, he will do this under the relief at source rules. We will therefore gross this up at 100 over 80 to give a gross pension payment of £7,500. We add this to the basic rate threshold to give an extended basic rate threshold of £44,900. The non-savings income, therefore, falls wholly within the basic rate band and is taxed at 20%. This leaves £1,375 of the basic rate band remaining, which is taken up by bank interest. This is taxed at 20%. The rest of the bank interest of £6,125 is taxed at 40%, to give a tax liability of £11,430. We deduct the tax deducted from the bank interest to give Hubert tax payable for the year of £9,930. Mr. Branston pays £180,000 into his company pension scheme. His earnings are £800,000, so he will receive full tax relief for the whole of the contribution. As he is an employee, he will receive relief under the net pay arrangement. We therefore deduct the pension payment of £180,000 from his employment income to leave net taxable earnings of £620,000. Due to the level of his income, Mr. Branston is not entitled to a personal allowance. The next step is to tax this income. As relief has been given under the net pay arrangement, we do not gross up the pension and extend the basic rate band. The basic rate threshold remains at £37,400. We therefore tax the non-savings income at 20%, 40% and 50% to give Mr. Branston a tax liability of £287,250, as well as Mr. Branston contributing £180,000 to the pension scheme, his employer also puts in the same amount. This means that the capital value of the pension scheme in 2010-11 has increased by £360,000. Where total pension input in the year exceeds the annual allowance of £255,000, the excess will be charged to tax. The excess is £105,000, which, when taxed at 40%, gives an annual allowance charge on Mr. Branston of £42,000. His total tax liability for the year is therefore £329,520. That concludes this session on pension schemes.